Summer is almost here, and you can now get almost anything you need delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? You can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get chicken parmesan delivered. Sunshine? No. Some wine? Yes. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. See app for details.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
It's Kira O'Brien, the business and technology journalist of the Irish Times, is with me for the Kids Clinic this week to talk a little bit about setting up social media accounts for your teenagers. So Kira, what are the actual rules around this before we talk about kind of the practicalities from a parenting point of view and everything? When are they meant to be allowed onto these platforms?
Meant to be allowed onto these platforms at around 13.
Okay.
So, you know, it's to do with, you know, collecting data on children. You're not supposed to do it. You're not allowed to do it. So really, look, most of the terms and conditions of all of these apps will say you have to be 13 or over. And we know that doesn't happen. We know plenty of children age 10 and younger with TikTok accounts. And, you know, for the most part, you know, they might be looking at very innocent stuff, but things can go bad quite quickly. And this is something that I've had conversations with at home. I have a 7-year-old and a 10-year-old, and the 10-year-old is mad to get on TikTok and all of these things. And I have just said a flat no for now. And, you know, that I don't know how well that's landed with her, but to be honest, that's not my concern. My concern is keeping her safe. So,
yeah.
You know, because you can't control what your child is seeing online. Now, you can put in certain safeguards, but there's always, I suppose, there's always the risk that they're going to see something that they shouldn't. And whether they see it on their phone or they see it on a friend's phone, the first thing I would say before we get into any of the rules and around, you know, what restrictions you should be putting in place, what I say is talk to your child, because that is the biggest weapon that we have in our arsenal, is, you know, making sure that if they do see something that they don't feel comfortable with online, regardless of what it is, that they'll be able to come to you and say, look, I saw this and I feel XYZ about it, and you'll be able to talk to them about it. Because if you don't, then if they see something, they just won't come anywhere near you. And these kind of things can snowball quite quickly.
So whether you're relenting to that awful pressure before 13 or you wait until 13, the first port of call is that conversation.
Yeah, because it is tough as well. I mean, I know there's people out there going, oh no, that's it. No, nothing before the 13, nothing before the 16, nothing before they're 18.
Ah, it's funny, very parenting difficult. Was that easy.
These are the people like who, and you know, I mean, I'm sure I probably would have been among them. You know, that the perfect parents are always people who don't have children. And it's very difficult to actually parent in a digital age, because there are so many pitfalls. And, you know, you see people say, oh, I'd never give my child a phone before they're such and such an age. But when all of their friends have them and they're the ones that are being left out, then you do feel that pressure. And the same thing goes for social media, because as I said, I have a 10-year-old. Some of her friends are on TikTok. That is fine. And their parents, I'm sure, have put the appropriate safeguards in place. But for me, it's just something that I'm not willing to do right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm unconscious as well. A lot of kids will turn 13 during their first year of school. So they might be 12 starting. And a lot of schools now have iPads. So,
yes.
I mean, you know, this idea that they'll be nowhere near a screen until they're 13 years old. Yeah, tell me, come back to me in September when you get the email from the school saying they need a tablet.
I'll go one better. So a lot of people who say my child will never go near a screen don't class a TV as a screen. It is a screen. They also don't think about stuff like the Nintendo Switch, which is also a screen, and a PlayStation, or any of those consoles that you can access online features through.
Yes.
And if you allow that, you know, you open the door. So look, have the conversation, have the rules in place. We have a rule, because I will say I got caught by this, you know, even on YouTube. So when my now 10-year-old was about 2, she used to love watching Peppa Pig. So we found some Peppa Pig cartoons on YouTube. But if you've had a dig around at those, you'll find a lot of them are not actually official Peppa Pig cartoons, and they're actually Peppa Pig goes to the dentist but gets tortured by having all her teeth removed. So these are the kind of things you have to be
those.
With. Yeah, and you do get caught by stuff like that. You get caught and then you adjust. And now we have a rule where there's no YouTube unless there is. It's kids' YouTube, and even then only when there is somebody with half an ounce of cop on in the room
yes.
who knows that, you know, if there is something that they're not supposed to see, because you can't trust algorithms to pick up absolutely
everything.
We did
that. We took it off. So because all tellies now come with it. That's
exactly.
the other thing.
It's people very think, hard to get rid
only
of it.
It's a TV, but you've got it. So we got rid of the app. There's a second television downstairs that in the playroom, as it were, and there's no YouTube app on it. Mm-hmm. Now, if they really wanted it, they could. They're not quite at the age where they're kind of circumventing those rules yet. They're getting close to it where they'd be able to download it again. But the app is gone from it. The idea being, if they want to watch YouTube, they have to then do it in the room that we're going to be in. So and it's you have that bit of oversight.
It used to be easy, but you know, you used to have this thing where they'd say, oh, well, make sure that the computer is in a family area. But like now you have phones, you have tablets, you have games consoles, you have internet connected TVs. My son, who is 7, loves to watch gamers play games, which to me is the most boring content in the world. I would rather play the games, but he likes to watch them play games. But that's curated content on the TV platform. It's and you can't block it. So it is very hard to get around all of this stuff. So what I'd say is there are parental controls on all of these systems. You know, there's parental controls on Netflix, all of that. There's parental controls on your phone. So if you have an Android phone, you have a family link. If you have an iPhone, you have screen time restrictions, which you can password protect, and you can set it for different children. The key thing is, from the start, is always set your underage children up with child accounts linked to yours. Don't give them an adult account, because an adult account can't do as much with. The system only knows what you tell it. So if you say that your 14-year-old has an adult account, well, then they will have access to all the same things that you can. It's much easier if you go for a child account from the start and gradually loosen the restrictions as they get older, because you will have to do that. A 13-year-old and a 17-year-old, very, very different life experience, very, very different needs. You need to, Instagram have teen accounts, TikTok is bringing in like meditation breaks for child accounts.
How robust are the protections those companies are putting in place themselves? You know, to the parent out there who says, sure, I'll just set them up with the teen account. That's going to be safe.
I still think you should be keeping an eye on what they're doing, because it's not just about the content that they're seeing. It's not about the algorithm taking them down kind of weird, dark turns. I think you should be monitoring what they're doing, because one of my friends swears by checking out her children's Snapchat accounts, just, you know, every so often. They know that this is part of the rules. If you want to have this phone, it can be checked every so often. And she said, you know, I won't name her because her children will know. But if you want to know what your child is doing, check their Snapchat direct messages, because even if they're deleted, you will see something there that might maybe, you know, give you cause for...
Do you know
discussion?
This sounds quite sinister, but a friend of mine did this, and how they did it was they were trying to teach the kids a lesson. I'm not advocating this.
Oh God,
they basically befriended their kids as another kid online as a way of finding out the types of stuff they were sharing, but also so that they could. They ultimately now they weren't sharing anything harmful. It was all fairly innocuous, but then they were able to go around and say to the kid, you know, when we keep telling you you don't know who you're talking to, that girl you think you've been talking to, that's me. I was that girl. The kids were horrified.
And I think that's a very good lesson. And to be honest, the schools are great with this kind of stuff now, because they do internet safety. And what I'm seeing coming home in their school bags is stuff like, you don't know who you're talking to. This, you know, they have all these worksheets that they do, and it puts it in a very child friendly way, but also puts it on their radar that just because you see something online doesn't mean it's true. And I think, you know, as they get older, I mean, we've all seen, you know, the Netflix series Adolescence.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's terrified a lot of people. But this is what your children are being exposed to if you give them unfettered access. So I would say, you know, put in those screen time restrictions, because at the very least, as they get older, you will see what they are seeing, and you'll be able to start the conversation with them about what's appropriate content, what is real and what is not. And even if you have all those restrictions on their phones, be aware that they may see them on somebody else's, because just because you have the restrictions doesn't mean that their friends, you know, parents might be a bit more lenient with it or might not understand. Because I have seen the amount of people who have said to me, I don't do TikTok, I don't do Instagram, I don't do whatever social media platform kids are on. And I just think you don't have the luxury of that anymore, in the same way that I don't have the luxury of a weekend anymore because I have kids that play sports. You know, this is just part of it. This is part of parenting in this particular age. You have to be up on what they are what they are accessing and what they're into.
Well, we wrap things up, but I tell you something really awful as well. So the sense that this permeates as well beyond stuff that exists online. I mean, your kids are exposed to it, you know, even without access to it. Hoctua. I'm not going to explain what that is, mm-hmm. but my kids say it because it's now a thing.
Yeah.
It's a thing that they say.
And in years to come, they'll be mildly
they
horrified.
Don't know what it is.
They'll be mildly horrified, but now they don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's a thing. Oh my God. Anyway, Ciara, thanks a million for coming into us. Ciara O'Brien, business and technology journalist with the Irish Times. Stay with us after the break. We are going to be talking to Gary Gannon about diverting kids away from a life of crime. Lots of people getting in touch about this, pointing out, a point we eventually got to about YouTube being accessible through the browser and the TV, that they don't need phones anymore. My child is 7. Every Friday is laptop day at school. And I completely agree with Ciara on YouTube, full of gamers using explicit language and Donald Trump propaganda, even with the parental controller restricted mode on. It's social media, despite people not thinking of it as that. YouTube shorts are basically TikToks. Oh, God. They are like catnip as well to kids, those shorts. Anyway, Ciara, thank you very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Summer is almost here, and you can now get almost anything you need delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? You can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get chicken parmesan delivered. Sunshine? No. Some wine? Yes. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. See app for details.